We first met Michael Cunningham in North Creek at the Howl Story Slam way back in September, and he was in Hubleton for the Grand Slam event, and it's there that he shared this story, his man of the house, recalling the time when he was a kid, when his father unexpectedly returned home from the war in Vietnam, and he discovered he was no longer the man he used to know. We should note there is some language in the story that some listeners might find objectionable.
Thank you so much. When I was about 5 years old, I used to wait for my daddy to come home every day. When that car parked and I saw that, I started to run as fast as I could. And I wanted to show him how fast I could be and how strong I was. And when I got there, I always planned to leap into the air and land right in his arms. And then I'd squeeze him really hard because that's what I wanted him to feel. Every day I would wait for this. I lived in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. We were a Marine family. My father was a Marine. I loved everything about it. He would polish his shoes before work. He'd sharpen this big knife. He had a cool uniform with medals and all kinds of stripes. And every day I would wait for that. And every day he'd show up, and every day I'd try to show him just what I could do. And after 2 or 3 years, we went down to New Orleans, Louisiana, so we could live with all of our family while he went to Vietnam. I was about 7 or 8 then. And right before he got on the jet to go over, he looks at me and he says, "Mike, you're the man of the family now, and I want you to take care of your mama." I didn't really know what this meant. I just thought it meant a lot. And so after that, everything she asked me to do, it meant a lot to me. And I tried to do it as best I could. And I really liked things like taking out the garbage where I could flex my muscles or something like that. She would do many things with me, but I would take care of my younger brothers and sisters. One day, she asked me to take a Polaroid camera and take a picture of her while she was in her pajamas on the bed. And I couldn't figure out what that was about. But I took this picture of her. She was very uncomfortable, a little embarrassed. And she said, "You're the only one that can do this for me." And I knew it was for him. And she sent it to him. And I felt like I had done an adult thing somehow. I started playing basketball in New Orleans, Louisiana. Right across the street from our house was St. Francis of Assisi Church and School Playground. I was out there playing basketball, shooting jump shots, and all of a sudden this taxi cab parks right in front of our house. And there's my dad in his uniform standing in the street. I couldn't believe it. We didn't know he was coming home. No one had told us this. And all of a sudden it just kind of washed over me again, and I just took off after him, and I thought, man, he's going to see something. You know, I'm running fast, I'm bigger, I'm stronger, and I was. And when I got there, I leaped into his arms, hugged him as tight as I could, and he threw me off on the ground. "Son of a bitch! God damn! Where's your mother?" And I froze. "Where's your mother? Go get her." Well, I didn't want to explain church to him. He didn't go to church, but I ran around to the front of the church. I went in the door, and Mass had already started. I didn't know what to do. I was very nervous, dirty, sweaty. My hair was messed up, basketball shoes. So I finally just started going up the aisle, you know, looking for this lady. Just looking for this lady, looking at all the aisles. And then finally I got really nervous. I knew I was going to do my job, so I was like, "Mama, like, Mama." And then finally she sees me. People are looking at me. The priest is looking at me. She says, "Michael, what are you doing?" I said, "Daddy's home." She said, Michael, this is not funny. I said, "It's not a joke, Mama. Daddy's home." I said, "Michael, you do this all the time?" I said, "Mama, he's home." So she grabs me by the arm, pulls me out of the church, almost pulls my arm out of its socket. We come around out corner of the church, we're in the courtyard. There he is, he's still in the street. looking this way. She freezes. She looks at him. And then she just, it's the same thing. She just starts running toward him, even in high heels. And when she got to him, she hugged him really, really hard for a long time. And then she kissed him, and they kissed hard for a really long time, like in the movies. And I was watching this. And then they turned around and went in the house. And I was standing there watching that. And then I never got a chance to show him anything. He was just gone. Oh, he didn't die or anything. He went back to Vietnam, came back. He was just gone. He just wasn't the daddy that I used to know. Thank you very much.
Michael Cunningham's an English teacher at Tonawib High School in Old Forge. He told this story at our Howl Grand Slam event in Hewelton in September. You can see Michael telling this story at ncpr.org/Howl. The Howl Story Slams are a collaboration between North Country Public Radio and the Adirondack Center for Writing, and we're planning another round of slams later this winter and in the spring.